Thank you, choir and orchestra, for that wonderful music.
我们感谢诗班和乐队啊，给我们这么好的音乐。
It's wonderful to see you all here tonight for Good Friday.
很高兴今天晚上在这个受难日的晚上可以在这边见到大家。
But before we begin the message, let's pray.
我们在开始信息之前，让我们先低头祷告。
Father, I pray that you would calm our hearts.
天父啊，求你安静我们的心。
That you would help us tonight, this Good Friday, to remember you.
让我们在这个星期五受难日的这个晚上，让我们能够来纪念你。
Help us as we open your word.
让我们能够纪念你的话语。
We pray that you would speak to us.
我们祷告你能够亲自向我们说话。
And teach us how to remember you.
也教导我们如何的来纪念你。
We pray all this in Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
I have to share a little bit. Normally, I don't want to say these kinds of things.
我平时呢不太愿意讲这样的事情，但是今天要跟大家分享一点。
In the office, we had a little bit of uncertainty of how Good Friday would happen.
我们在这个办公室里面呢讨论了一下，就是说有点不太确定，说这个受难日啊要怎么来弄。
Now, Pastor Huang is very gracious in that he shares the pulpit for these holidays.
那么这个黄牧师呢，他这个非常的有恩有仁慈有恩典，所以说我们来分担这个讲台。
But I remember about a month ago that the Lord laid this passage on my heart.
可是呢，我就想到说，差不多一个月以前，主就把这样一个信息放在我的心里。
And before Pastor Chi had been asked to preach the Good Friday service at the Northwest Church,
那么这个是在齐牧师被邀请去西北堂讲道之前。
I was thinking that I would not be preaching here tonight.
我就以为说我今天晚上不用来这边讲。
In fact, I kept thinking, how does this passage fit into Easter?
实际上我心里一直在想说，那么我这个信息怎么样可以把它变成一个复活节的一个好的信息。
Until about a week and a half ago,
直到差不多一个半礼拜之前
that God gave this to me for tonight.
神就把这个机会就给了我今天晚上这个机会。
It's my understanding that in mainland China that many people do not get to see the countryside.
据我所知，在中国大陆很多人没有机会看到他们的乡村。
The way of life and in great detail and actually doing the things of the country.
他们的乡村的这个生活方式，他们具体的去怎么操作很多的事情。
While I did not grow up around wheat fields,
虽然我不是在麦田的旁边长大的。
I remember every year the smell of manure and corn as it grew.
但是我能够想到我小时候生长的环境那边有这种这个作为肥料的粪便的味道，然后呢，这个玉米就在这个当中去成长。
And our passage today talks about how Jesus uses a very simple object that was very close and easy to find for him.
而我们今天晚上这个主题呢，是耶稣如何用一个在他那个年代里非常容易找到的这样的一个东西来做他的这个主题。
He took a little seed of wheat.
他就拿了一粒麦子的种子。
Well, before we go too far, let's read our passage.
那么我们先把今天的这个经文读一下。
John 12, verse 20 through 23 tells us,
约翰福音12章20到23节
that there were Greeks who came to Jesus,
那时候呢就有希腊人、希利尼人他们来到耶稣的这里。
Through Philip,
他们是通过腓力来见他的。
And they said, "We want to see Jesus."
他们说我们要见耶稣。
So Philip and Andrew told Jesus.
那么腓力跟安德烈就告诉耶稣。
And Jesus replies in a very strange way.
耶稣的回答实在是很奇怪。
And he says, the hour has come for the Son of Man to be glorified.
他说人子得荣耀的时候到了。
Our passage tells us something very unusual, that Jesus knew something.
这个经文就告诉我们说耶稣他知道有一些非常不寻常的事情。
And if you read our passage together, you understand that he knew, number one, that he would die.
那么你如果读了我们经文的话, 你会知道他首先知道他会死。
I don't know about you, but I don't want to know how I die.
我不知道你怎么想, 我是不想知道我自己将来会怎么死的。
I don't want to know when I die.
我也不想知道我什么时候会死。
Or where I die.
或者我会在哪里死。
But Jesus knew when, how, and where.
可是以上这些问题, 耶稣他都知道, 他自己的答案。
In fact, I know me, I would run away.
如果是我的话, 我会跑掉。
But he chose to die.
可是他选择了去死。
Why would someone choose to die?
为什么有一个人会选择去死呢?
Well, all through our passage, it tells us that he wanted to die for us.
根据我们这个经文, 我们知道说他愿意为了我们而去死。
And that's what it means when he says, the hour has come for the Son of Man to be glorified.
当他说人子得荣耀的时候到了的时候, 他其实讲的就是这件事情。
There's much more to that.
那么还有更多。
But the second thing I want us to know about why Jesus had to die is not only that he knew,
那么这第二件事情他不光是他知道,
but that he understood.
而且他真正的懂得。
This is really the bulk of our message tonight.
这个是我们今天信息的核心部分。
We're going to look at verse 24.
我们要仔细地查考第24节。
25 and 26.
还有25, 26, 这几节。
In John 12, 24, it says, truly, truly, I say to you, unless a grain of wheat falls into the earth and dies, it remains alone. But if it dies, it bears much fruit.
24节告诉我们, 他说, 我实实在在地告诉你们, 一粒麦子不落在地里死了, 仍旧是一粒, 若是死了, 就结出许多子粒来。
Part of what captivated me about this passage was specifically the image of the seed going into the ground.
那么对于我来讲很震撼的就是这个非常具体的一个景象, 就是说这一粒子它进到土的里面去。
The seed being covered with dirt.
然后就会有土把它遮盖。
The seed dying, getting dry and hard and brittle.
然后这个籽粒就在里面变硬, 然后就, 变干,然后就死掉。
And unless the husk of the seed dries out and dies,
那么除非这个籽粒里面的核心的部分它真的干掉了,死掉了,
the real life in it can't come out.
它里面真正的生命不可能出来。
Jesus understood, he knew he had to die.
耶稣是知道这个的,他知道他自己会死。
In fact, he knew, he more than knew, he understood that his death would bring life to all.
实际上他不光是知道, 他是真正的懂得说他的死会给我们所有的人带来生命。
All who believe in him.
所有的相信他的人。
The second thing is that he understood that he came to earth, but not dying would mean that his whole trip here would be meaningless.
他也知道说他来到这个世界上, 他如果不经受这样的一个死的话, 那么他的整个的到来就是毫无意义。
Hopefully soon, many folks over here and many of you will be going on spring vacation.
也许不久, 我们当中很多人会去度春假。
And if you go somewhere, you'll probably pick things to do.
那么你到一个地方的时候呢, 大概你都已经计划好了, 到那里要做些什么。
You can plan out all the things that you'll see.
你会要去见, 看一些什么东西, 你都已经计划好了。
And all the fun that you'll have.
然后你会很快乐。
In fact, if I were to ask the young folks over on this side, they probably all have answers as to what they would like to do during spring break.
实际上，我如果问这一侧的年轻人的话，他们大概早就已经想好了他们的春假想要做什么。
But what kind of spring break would it be if you go travel somewhere and then you do nothing?
可是你如果春假跑旅行到个地方，在那里什么都不做。
If you didn't go to the beach.
比如说你到了海边，你也没有去真的到海滩上去走一走。
If you didn't go to any theme parks.
你也没有去什么游乐园。
If you didn't see your friends and relatives.
然后你也没有去看你的亲属、亲人、朋友。
And you didn't have any fun.
然后你什么也都没有玩到。
Wouldn't it be meaningless?
这是不是就毫无意义呢？
Just spend a lot of gas, spend a lot of money, and do nothing?
就是要耗了很多汽油，然后跑到那里什么事情也没有做。
Jesus came to die.
耶稣来就是为了死而来的。
He knew that.
他知道。
In fact, Jesus' death, he realized this was the only way.
实际上他也知道说这个是唯一的一条道路。
He knew he was that seed.
他知道他就是那一粒籽粒麦子。
He knew exactly what the seed was for.
他知道说这颗麦子的籽粒是要做什么的。
There may be people in this room that do not understand that Jesus was meant to be that seed.
也许有人在这边不知道耶稣他的意义就是目的就是为了做那颗种子。
Jesus' death was the only way that our sin could be paid for.
他的死是唯一的可以洗清我们的罪的办法。
The only way that all the problems in this world can be solved.
唯一的也可以把这个世界上所有的问题解决的办法。
The only way that we can have a beautiful place.
也是让我们能够有一个美丽的漂亮地方的唯一的一个办法。
And a beautiful relationship with God Himself.
也是让我们能够跟神有一个美好关系的唯一的办法。
You see, Jesus knew that if He did not die, there would not be much fruit.
耶稣知道说他如果不死的话，就不会有什么的籽粒结出来。
Our next verse tells us that whoever loves his life loses it, and whoever hates his life in this world will keep it for eternal life.
下一节经文告诉我们说，爱惜自己生命的就失丧生命，在这个世界上恨恶自己生命的就要保守生命到永生。
There's an interesting thing going on here in this passage.
这里有一个很有趣的事情。
Excuse me, in this verse.
看看这个经文。
We have the word lose and we have the word keep.
我们有丧失也有保守这两个字在这个经文里面。
We look in the Gospels and we see other versions of this same phrase.
我们在福音书里面看到其他讲到这两个字的这个经文。
And the same word is also used for destroyed.
那么这个丧失这个字经常也是用来当作毁坏这个意思来讲。
And not just losing in the sense of loss.
不光是说好像一个东西你丢掉了没有了。
But losing...in the sense of final and complete.
而是说这个用一种好像永远再也没有了这样的一个意思。
I shared this with our English congregation before.
我曾经在英文堂讲过这个。
One of us in my marriage,
我们当中有一个人哈，在婚姻当中
is prone to losing things.
是这个会丢东西的。
And it's not my wife.
就是他会丢东西，是我的太太。
In fact, one of the most embarrassing and simple things that I lose, probably more often than I should, are my car keys.
他说是我自己。他说那么我这个最容易丢的东西呢，是我的这个车钥匙。
Now, I don't know how many of you can relate to me.
我不知道你我们当中有没有跟我一样的人会丢东西的。
And if you think about it, really what it is, I lose it, then I find it. I lose it, then I find it.
可是实际上呢，每次我丢了我的车钥匙以后呢，慢慢我还是会找到它。
And my wife always says to me,
然后我的太太总是这样跟我讲
put it in the same place.
你就把它放在同一个地方。
This losing and keeping is not like my car keys.
那么这个经文里面讲到的这个丧失跟保存跟我的丢车钥匙是完全不一样的。
I mentioned this concept of losing also has another interpretation that can be of destroying.
就是说它不光是说你找不到了，而是说它根本就是被毁掉了，没有了。
But we see the other side of losing and keeping, and the word keeping has another deeper sense than just of losing and keeping like car keys.
但是在经文里面呢，保存这两个字也同样有一个更加不太一样的一个意义。
This word keep is the same kind of word that you would post soldiers around a place you don't want to lose in a battle.
这就好像说你把一些士兵把他们分配到一个地方，那么你是想保存他们，而让他们不要在这个战役当中被消灭掉。
It's something that's guarded and precious.
所以这个是非常宝贵的，你要保守他们的，保护他们的这样一个意思。
It's something that's worth dying for.
那么这个也是，就是说你要甚至要用牺牲生命的办法来保卫这个地方。
And you see, Jesus says that if we love our own life, we destroy it.
那么耶稣说，我们如果爱惜自己的生命，会毁坏掉这个生命。
But if we hate it, we will truly preserve and keep it.
那么我们如果要是恨恶它的话呢，我们会真正的可以把它保存，然后把它保护好来我们的生命。
You see, Jesus understood how life was meant to be lived.
耶稣知道说，我们生命到底应该怎么样的把它活出来。
A grain of wheat.
一粒麦子的种子。
We also have what Jesus wanted.
我们也知道说他要什么。
Now, when we think of wanting things, obviously, many times, and the best illustration that I know of is when people want things, they think of Christmas.
那么说到人要东西的时候，第一个到我的脑子里的印象就是说，你圣诞节的时候你想要什么？
And we always think of wanting things as being selfish.
我们一直觉得说你想要东西是一个很自私的这种想法。
So when we read our passage in verse 26, it says, If anyone serves me, he must follow me. And where I am, there my servant will my servant be also. If anyone serves me, the Father will honor him.
那么在26节，圣经就说，若有人服侍我，就当跟从我。我在哪里，服侍我的人也要在那里。若有人服侍我，我父必尊重他。
You see, Jesus not only knew that he was going to die.
那么耶稣他不光知道说他自己要去死。
He not only understood why he needed to die.
他也不仅说这个他深深的懂得他去死的这个意义。
And that there was no other way.
然后的没有任何其他的办法。
But he wanted something for us.
可是呢，他为了我们的缘故，他要这个东西。
Number one here says, if we follow Jesus, then we'll be with him.
这边的第一点讲的是说，我们如果跟随他的话，我们就和他可以和他同在。
Jesus already knew he was going to go to heaven.
那么耶稣他其实他早就已经知道说他会去到天堂去。
If we follow Jesus, we will be with him.
那么我们如果跟随他的话，我们就可以和他在一起。
Jesus wants us to follow.
那么他要我们跟随他。
Jesus wants us to be with him.
他要我们和他同在。
Similarly,
同样的。
Jesus wants us to serve him.
他也要我们服侍他。
The language here is very much in the same kind of discipleship.
那么这里的这个用词啊，非常像这个我们的门徒训练里面的这个用词。
Jesus wants us to serve him.
他要我们来服侍他。
So that we may receive the Father's honor.
这样我们可以接受从父那里来的荣耀。
Jesus was serving the Father.
他自己他服侍主。
He received and would receive the Father's honor.
他也得到也将要得到从父那里来的荣耀。
He wants us to know and feel the honor of the Father just like.Him.
他让我们像他一样去这个知道，也可以感觉得到从父那里而来的荣耀。
So let's tie our three things that we have his reasons as to why Jesus had to die.
那么把这三个放在一起呢，我们知道说为什么耶稣他一定要死。
Ultimately, he knew no sacrifice would be greater than Christ's.
那么实际上呢，就是说我们知道说世界上没有任何的一种牺牲是比耶稣的舍命更加宝贵、更加重大的。
Not only would no other sacrifice do, but no other sacrifice would ever be like it.
不光是说世界上没有任何的其他一种可以达到同样的功效，实际上没有任何一种是甚至于是可以跟它相比的。
When we think of this Good Friday, we need to remember Jesus knew.
那么当我们纪念到这个受难日的时候，我们要记住说耶稣他知道。
If you've accepted Christ, we need to remember that he knew exactly how much we needed him.
如果你已经接受他的话，他知道说你知道我们是多么的需要他。
He also understood that no sacrifice was too great for him.
他也知道说世界上没有任何的一个舍命对他来讲是更加重大的。
How many of us, when we first begin to care for a little one in our lives,
我们当中有多少人开始这个照顾一个小的生命
？And our heart beats.
那么我们的心会为之而跳。
And we would do anything.
我们为了这个孩子会做任何的事情。
How much more, in the words of the Gospels, would the Father, Heavenly Father's love be for us?
那么你在福音书里面你会看到说我们天父对我们的爱比这个又是有多么的更加的重大。
No sacrifice was too great for him.
对他来讲，他没有一样是不肯为我们而舍的。
Thirdly, Jesus wanted. He wanted because no sacrifice we make will ever compare to being with him and serving him.
他也要我们舍己，但是呢，我们这个舍己无论如何呢，比起说跟他在同在和这个服侍他而言呢，实际上是没有办法可比的。
Every Good Friday is sometimes hard to remember and picture how Jesus died.
每一个受难日有的时候非常难的去想象说耶稣是怎么去死的。
Even in all my studies, and even though I can pull up videos of a crucifixion,
即使我在神学院受过很多的训练，甚至于说我可以用这个视频的东西来看，
it still seems so far away.
可是呢，都还是觉得说总是非常的遥远。
One of the things I know that Jesus was saying here.
可是我知道这个耶稣在这边有他讲的有一件事情。
I want you to be with me.
他说我要你跟我在一起。
And I want you to share in the joys of serving with me.
然后呢，我要你分享服侍我所带来的快乐。
Every Good Friday, we need to remember to follow Christ again.
每一个受难日，我们都要。记住我们要这个跟随耶稣。
So these are some things that he knew, he understood, and he wanted.
那么这个就是他知道他懂得并且他想要的一些事情。
I want to share one story from church history.
我跟大家分享一个教会历史上的一个故事。
Very early in the history of the church.
在非常久远的时候，教会刚刚开始的时候，
Ignatius of the Church of Antioch.
那么在安提阿那个地方有一位叫伊格纳修这样一个人。
Said these words.
他说了这些话。
I am God's grain.
他说我是神的麦子。
I am God's grain.
我是神的麦子。
He understood.
他懂。
And before he died, the faith that he wanted to pass on, he said these words, I am God's grain.
那么在他临死之前，他为了把这个信心能够传下去，他又讲说，我是神的麦子。
I belong to you.
我是属于神的。
I choose to be planted and die.
我选择被种下去，然后死。
So that others would live.
然后其他人可以得到生命。
Maybe you're here today and God has not given you life yet.
也许你今天在这里，神还甚至于还没有给你生命。
All you have to say is, I want to follow Jesus for the rest of my life.
你唯一需要说的是，我一生余下的时间我要跟随耶稣。
I want Jesus to pay for all of my sin.
我要耶稣来替我偿还我所有的罪债。
And I want to grow in him.
然后我要在他里面成长。
I am want to be God's grain.
我想当神的一粒麦子。
Maybe you've been a Christian for many, many years.
也许你已经是很多年的资深的基督徒了。
And maybe the white hairs are disappearing.
也许你的白发已经在慢慢的就没有了。
Or anywhere in between if you're a young person.
也许你是个年轻人，可能在这两个的中间的某一个状态。
Or you're a busy mom or dad.
也许你是一个很忙的一个家长。
Do you want to be his grain?
你要不要做他的麦子呢?
You already die loving your children.
你已经为爱你的孩子而死了。
Will you love your children in Christ?
那么你要不要你的孩子在基督里面活呢?
So there'll be much fruit.
这样他可以结出很多子粒来。
Will you be God's grain?
你要不要做神的麦子?
Let's pray.
啊，我们祷告。
Heavenly Father，
天上的父。
It's not easy to die。
啊，死实在是一件不容易的事情。
It's not easy to die slowly。
慢慢的去死，更是一件很难的事情。
It's not easy to die knowingly.
知道如何去死更加的不容易。
But Father, you showed us in Christ.
但是父啊，你在基督的身上向我们显明。
He knew, understood, and wanted.
他知道，他懂得，并且他愿意。
This Good Friday, Lord.
在这个受难日的晚上。
Help us to declare, I.Am God's grain.
帮助我们来宣称我们是神的麦子。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉基督耶稣的名。
Amen. Let's all stand.
请起立。
And sing our hymn, When I Survey the Wondrous Cross.
我们来唱这个《我每思念十字宝架》。
See from his
much love and sorrow meet, or thorns compose so rich a crown. Were the whole realm of nature mine, that were an offering far too small. Love so amazing, so divine, demands my soul, my life, my heart. Amen.
Now may the love of the Father,
愿天父上帝的恩惠,
and the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ,
主耶稣天父的慈爱, 主耶稣的恩惠,
and the peace of the Spirit,
和圣灵带来的平安,
rest upon you as you go,
在你的身上当你离开这里,
to ever know more why Jesus died,
会更加的深深的理解为什么耶稣会死。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣的名。
Amen. May you go in peace.